Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it. And we got a black guy in here.
Hoorah! Semper Fi to my brother over here. Sir. I'm a civilian maggot. Sorry, but we have a Marine a couple of days after Veterans Day. I want to welcome Tony Simon of Simon Says Train.
Hey, thank you guys for inviting me back.
You're very welcome. Speaking to the mic. I mean, really, come on.
Had a choice. We had to invite you.
Listen. I got
anytime there's a large black man threatening me at the door, I let him in.
You can say black man?
I can.
All right, listen.
Tony said I can. I can say anything I want, he said.
I have about 20 veterans that work for me, and they told us about Green Light a Vet. So we went out and we bought 40 green lights or whatever, and we put green lights in all the ports in honor of our vets on Veterans Day. And I got a massive result back of people thinking it was a great idea to honor our vets. Now, we don't offer any discounts at the range. The only discounts we offer is for active military. Because everybody wants something. First responders, cops, and then where do I stop? Garbage men, post office, whatever. But I've been doing that since the day we opened. And I get this.
Well, how did Green Light a Vet work, though?
Green Light a Vet. You just put a green light on your outside porch, right, Tony?
Yeah.
You put it, so all our port lights, we changed everything to green.
Okay.
People took pictures and posted on Instagram with the green light. So it's honoring a veteran on Veterans Day to show
you didn't
your
change,
support.
I'm thinking you changed the lights in the ports or something like that.
No, just the overhead and the sides and stuff. So this one schlub on social media says, oh, great, that's really going to help me out, you buying green lights where you could have given me free range time. Holy shit, like 30 vets that support Gun for Hire kicked his ass. Somebody went onto his webpage. This guy spent Veterans Day. He went to Meineke for a free oil change, Red Robin for a free burger, Starbucks for a free coffee. He spent his whole Veterans Day driving around getting free shit.
Seriously?
You know? And
did you do any of that? I didn't do any of that.
No, actually, when I came in here, I spoke to Cy, one of your guys. He was an Air Force.
A vet?
He was a vet. He was in the Air Force. We went through instructor training here together. And I said, have you ever taken advantage of any of the free Veterans Day stuff? And he was like, no. I said, I haven't either.
I didn't realize. See, my wife's birthday is on Veterans Day. And I didn't even realize.
Happy birthday, Di.
And after all this time, I said to her, like, Thursday, I said, I forget I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
And she's like, because I don't think of vet. I think of my father as being a veteran because he was a World War II veteran. And I think of people who actually got shot at, like yourself, who is a veteran. I don't think of, I was Navy Medical Corps. I don't think of that as, you know.
I did not get shot at.
I gave people shots, but I never.
I was a civilian when I got shot at.
That's a different story.
That's a totally different story.
Now, I also feel that if you publicize charitable stuff, it loses its value. So I don't publicize
what I do. Right.
And all of these vets chimed in because every NRA dinner I buy tables for the vets. We give them money to buy tickets like Al Dulce and I. I mean, like I do a ton of shit and I don't need anybody. But for the jackass on social media, what ended up happening was I told him, you're not welcome in my range anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want him here.
No, right.
Because
right.
He directed his anger towards me in like four posts because I didn't give him free shit for Veterans Day.
Well,
and you know what? My business, I decide what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but you just hit onto a very interesting social thing is the fact that we have got a society now where 51% of the Americans are on some sort of social assistance from the federal government. Somebody gets a check. 51% of our citizens get some sort of a check from the federal government. So we are now, we have become very much socialistic as the plan has been. So we want all that free shit. We expect.
Let's talk about socialism. I got Tony here, a military veteran. Sandy, military veteran. Wait, Salvation Army, you said?
Salvation Army.
Okay,
was, yeah.
Listen. I'm a civilian maggot. That's what Jay used to call me, a Marine, 67
civilian
to 71.
Okay.
He was a Marine, and that's what he called me, right? Civilian maggot. What's going on in the colleges now
is
You reap what you sow.
Yes, you do.
These college professors and these parents that babied these kids, this kid, this girl that was on Fox News saying that they should tax the 1%, 90% tax.
Idiot.
Her father, who's paying $67,000 a year for education, is going to kick her ass when she gets home. Because
Let's hope so.
And the professors that are getting yelled at and scolded on camera in public,
You made it. You've been pumping that crap out into society for all these years.
Now it's back to
you. Now the backlash comes. But isn't that how it works? Look at socialism at its best. Hitler with the brown shirts. Who were the first ones to die?
By the way, that was the anniversary, the 70th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass. Yeah. Go ahead.
But who was the first ones to die? Who was the first one Hitler killed? The brown shirts.
Correct. Yes.
Even though he sanctioned them and put them into service, that's how socialism works.
So it's up your ass now, you whining bitches. I post all the time. If I offend you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Wait. The real Anthony showed up.
Wait. I tell people, I post online. Tony will tell you.
Where have you been?
If you're offended by anything by me, dial 1-800-GROW-A-SET.
Okay, good. I like that.
Now, I was never in the military, but I have three words for fixing this problem in our country, and it's called compulsory military service.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Take these whiny bitches that your parents raised in a bubble. 18
years old, serve a couple of years, let's grow you up.
Educated by educators who went from academia as a student to academia as a professor, where it's not frowned upon to sleep with the students, by the way.
No, of course.
And these parents are spending $40,000 to $80,000 a year to send these kids to school. Did you see this? They need healing space.
Did you see that?
And the blacks separated from the whites.
In my safety space.
Yes, it was a safety space.
All right, so three shitbags kick your door in, right? And they got guns in your face. No, wait a minute now. I have to go to my safe place, you say.
Tony, anybody ever promise you anything?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, yes. My mom promised me a butt kicking if I didn't do my best. That's it.
And when mama said it, mama gave it.
Exactly.
It's just the way that works.
My mom said, no one is going to give you anything worth anything unless they're done
right.
with it.
Right.
Now,
and it ain't worth nothing.
What year were you in Paris Island?
1988.
Now, were you treated differently than any other guy in boot camp? Black, white, Spanish, whatever?
No.
Okay. And did they have a healing place?
Yeah, actually, they had a healing place. It was called Service on Sunday. Everybody went to church just to get away from the drill instructor.
Everybody became religious that day.
Everyone was religious.
Everybody went to church.
So did the DI go too or no?
Oh, no. They couldn't come. Thank goodness.
Well, it was a non-sectarian church, obviously.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
All of a sudden, everybody had a God.
As a guy that was raised Southern Baptist, believe me, it was hilarious being in a I'm okay, you're okay, you know, Jesus loves everybody, non-denominational service, but it got me out of the squad bay, and that's all I cared about.
So I've been watching. Did you see the one yelling at the professor? She quotes calling him master because they call him master because he's the master of housing there. She's like, why? I mean, wait a minute. You're not talking to me that way.
The one I saw was the curly head, redhead head journalism professor.
What are the educators doing? They're resigning. They can't handle it. They're resigning.
Of course. Good. Maybe get a real job. No, they're going to go out on a parachute.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Before, I'm not doing it on Veterans Day.
So we're back. We're just talking about the people trying to sponge free stuff.
Subpar food, standing in line, damn right.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric has published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know lives within 30 square miles or radius of Bridgeport, New Jersey, please check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic. If not, refer friends and family and tell Dr. Eric thank you for your support at waldorfchiro.com. Speaking of, one of his patients is Alexander Rubian. And Alexander, I was on the Kelly file with him Thursday night and Friday night. And he's got a huge outpouring of volunteers from the last time he was on the radio show. And we have about 3 weeks left, and we can use more volunteers.
I was thinking about that this morning. How sad.
We're close. We're close. We got another 5,000 signatures. RecallSweeney.com. Alex@RecallSweeney.com. This is the final push. Let's prove it to the naysayers, because if not, what's going to happen? Tony and I, we were there the first day. Sandy, you were there the first day. Tony went out to get petitions. So we're all one big happy family here. So RecallSweeney.com. Let's help out where we can, please. Loretta Weinberg has this this smart gun thing coming up in a minute, which is a big trap. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Tony, let's talk about you a little bit. You're going to run. You're running like your third or fourth diversity shoot here now, right?
Yeah, I think it's the fifth one, actually.
Now everyone is welcome, right?
Everyone is
welcome. Because I'm on the fifth step of my transgender surgery, so I'm still allowed to come.
Good. Yeah.
Yes,
good.
I'm glad you're coming, man. Because you're a hero.
Okay. Thank you. Muslims are allowed to come.
Yes.
Catholics, Protestants, everybody.
Everybody.
Okay. It's Catholics. Called Catholics. I went to Catholic school.
Catholic school.
It's called a diversity shoot. Now the next one is going to be Thursday the 19th at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range.
That's not like where you put black people out there and you shoot at them, is it?
No, that's no.
That
no.
used to be, so that was famous in the South, I think.
How big is your pinky? I have a thing. I can't. No, no good. Okay, so listen, 6 p.m., his Facebook page is Simon Says Train, and you can go on that Facebook page. If you don't have Facebook, his website's coming up soon, but just show up Thursday, 11/19 at 6 p.m. What are you going to have going on? Tell people what's going on.
Well, of course, we're going to have the educational portion, which is the
first hour. Are bow tie wearing some bitches allowed here?
Well, certain bow tie wearing people have been invited multiple times, and they can never show up on a Thursday for
some because
reason.
They're always at a Toastmaster or an Alpha meeting.
How many classes do you have to go to learn to make toast? I don't know.
I don't either.
But, tell us what's going on. You know we're talking about you, Ainsley, bitch. Go ahead. I haven't seen Gary Smith or Sean Brown
here
either.
He's clearing his calculator now, baby.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The first hour is, of course, educational, trying to recruit people into Second Amendment groups. I am a NRA recruiter, but, of course, my thing is join any Second Amendment group, especially local ones like ANJRPC.
NJ2AS.
Because they actually do something locally, and they let you know what's happening locally. NRA is more a national thing, of course, but that's the whole recruiting thing, trying to get people to understand New Jersey gun laws. And
Are you having any luck recruiting people of color?
Yes, actually, the first seven people that actually signed up, I recruited in NRA, are people of color.
Now, talk to us about that. I mean, that's one of the big issues we talk about all the time, is the fact that people of color, for some reason, there was a very interesting article that I read that Anthony was featured in, and the reporter she was from the Post originally, wasn't she?
Yes, Bethany Mandel, yes.
And she, basically, it opened up with giving a description of Anthony and saying, this is not your typical gun owner. This up to this point, you know, he's a 6 foot two, 230 pound Italian American. So far, it's your typical gun owner. And I'm thinking to myself, where are you? Most Italians are not typical gun owners.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is not the picture of the typical gun owner. She went on to explain it, but she intimated that people of color always shun being a gun owner. Can you clear some of that up?
No, it's ridiculous. People of color don't shun being a gun owner. Some do. Because they were raised in an environment that somehow told them the only people that have firearms.
Yeah, mom and them told them, look, only gangsters and cops have guns.
Gangsters and cops. But a lot of African Americans were raised in a household with firearms. It's just we keep it on a down low because we, many, don't want it known. Don't want the trouble associated with the man knowing you have a firearm. Which is understandable.
Understandable, 100%
especially
understandable.
In a state like this where...
Keith Pantaleon would be the perfect example.
Exactly. And you just don't want to be
also
hazard.
Historically too. Let's talk about reality and the fact that the black codes were the things that were started. So you really didn't want the man to know
exactly.
Because the man was the local sheriff might have been a member of the KKK.
Where I come from, they were, and that was the thing. The last person was lynched in my hometown in 1969 for waving at a white woman. That was the thing. Well, should you call the police? Well, you think they weren't already there?
Right.
And that's the problem. You don't put it out there. And that's what I'm going against, trying to recruit African Americans into Second Amendment.
So how do you do it?
You just continue. I'm a member of a lot of Facebook pages for African Americans or that have African Americans on it, like the Urban Sharpshooters, like the African American Gun Club. And I just keep reaching out to people of color going, come out. It's a great shooting event. Like
so
I said,
what can people expect? What do I need to bring?
Exactly.
Who can I bring? I'm an experienced shooter. I can bring a person. I can go grab a minority somewhere.
You can go grab a minority.
I need pumpkin spice scented chloroform, please.
Pumpkin spice.
Well, that's only going to get me a white girl.
That's
it's
going to get you, right?
Okay, go ahead.
You're a nut. But my thing is this. Thank you again, Anthony, for opening this up. But this is open to everyone. I want you to come out, have
You're
a
welcome.
Good time. I'm going to have firearms. I have a lot of NRA instructors that are going to be here. They're bringing firearms. You can rent over 200 firearms from you. You can bring your own as long as it's New Jersey legal because we have a couple of people coming from out of state.
But if I come, if I want to come to this diversity shoot, I don't have to bring anything.
Nothing.
It's not even going to cost me anything, is it?
Show up. It costs you range time.
Range, okay.
Right.
So you're talking $20-$25 I'm going to spend.
$25.
And I'm going to get an education. I'm going to meet friends.
And I have drawings. And for, you know, you buy tickets. We have some drawings.
Gets a lot of donations. We'll donate some more stuff, by the way. I'm going to be in Orlando next week. I'm not going to be here for it. I'm going to a trade show. But we'll donate some more swag, too. Just before you leave, whatever you need, we'll give you, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
So go ahead. So continue
talking.
Well,
we're
trying to make it worth
a while. We have a lot of giveaways, raffles. I have a goodie bag that I give out because the NRAILA donates bags and stuff for me to give out.
We got them on board, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Christian Ragosta. Yes, we did.
I met him at the NRA dinner again, friends of the NRA dinner again. And I really appreciate the work everyone's doing to make this work. Come out. We're going to have fun. We're going to shoot a lot of guns. And you're going to have a little education if you want it also. And JRPC gives out newsletters.
Yes.
Which I provide to everyone that comes here so you can actually see what a Second Amendment group in the state is doing.
So what Sherry and Sandra do with the SOAR group with females, Tony is doing with any minority for diversity.
Yep. And
well,
Sherry and Sandra are going to be here too.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range
would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And we're back.
What's wrong with him?
This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites.
You missed it. He was here singing
I Feel Pretty from West Side Story.
From West Side Story, yes.
Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has a 70-person meeting room, which the Saw Group is having their holiday party at, which I will be there. He has 35 furnished offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, MontvilleOffice.com. Check it out. Ron, I was on Fox News two nights last week. First night, I talked about immigration and Ted Cruz, and I said Second Amendment all the way. Good soundbite. Friday night, I went on and I said political correctness is the Sharia law of our country. Ron Sousa tagged that quote, so I give him credit for it. And then I also might have had something to say about Chris Christie, so you really should tune in and hear it. But I don't give a shit. Anyway, so everybody's welcome to this diversity shoot, but if you want to see Tony Simon in action, Keith Pantaleone in action, Shaneen Allen in action, me in action, Scott Bach, Evan Knappen, go visit the website, njsafecon.net.
Yep.
John Willett now has the videos, and he's selling the video sets, okay? I think it's $30, and it's the whole eight-hour thing.
Yep. So if you couldn't make it,
correct,
now you can make it for like $30.
Tony, you and I worked that room the whole day. You spoke and everything. What did you think of that?
I think it was great. It was very informative. And it was really an honor to be there because it was the first Second Amendment conference in this state. So if you want to see a lot of educational things, pick it up, because we had Evan speaking. We had Scott Bach speaking. We had your crazy self speaking.
Dan Schmutter.
Awesome.
Schmutter was there. Yeah.
Ainsley. The women from the Saw Group, Sandra Maldon spoke.
And every victim, well, not every, but representative victims of what New Jersey gun law is really all about.
Unfortunately, Jeremy Perez moved to Georgia. Now, next year,
he got out when it was good.
Well, he won in Patterson and then said, "F you, I'm leaving."
Right.
But next year, it's going to be in central to North Jersey, and we should see 3,000 to 5,000 people. If you don't go, if you don't have a Second Amendment, you're dumb. I mean, really, was it a great day?
It was a great day.
Talking to everybody.
It was a lot of fun just to be with the people.
Yes.
You know, just to be with other people where you could really just talk about what you're passionate about without fear of, like you were saying, Tony, about, you know, keeping it on the down low that you're a gun owner and you really care about the Second Amendment?
It was really, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of the Second Amendment in New Jersey.
Now, the website is njsafecon.net. He also has hats, coffee cups, T-shirts left over for sale at a discounted price.
And but it helps. It also helps for
Next year.
For next year.
Yeah. It's $30 for the video. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to buy a set. And like when Tony has his diversity shoots here, he could play segments of it up front to, you know, to show the masses what happens, especially dealing with diversity, with minorities. Like Keith Pantaleone, I always wonder, the way the cops manhandled him in Jersey City, if he was white, it would have went
down
differently.
If it would have happened like that.
Probably. They associated him with a shit-em because he was a black man.
Right.
And I'm saying it. There's people that won't say it. There's people that think it but won't say it. And that's the facts. Okay.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, us gun owners, the melting pot that we have here, we're more racially tolerant than the anti-gunners portray to be any day.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, any day. Go ahead.
It kills me when people tell me about how racist gun owners in the NRA are. And I'm like, I'll go to a range where I'm the only black guy there. Yeah. And someone who's never met me, seen me before, sees me shooting next to them and offers me to fire their
locks 50. Up his gun case.
Yeah. Sandy, how many years have I been saying that?
That's absolutely right.
When I go into a range and shoot, and the guy next to me asks me what I'm shooting, the first thing I tell him is what I'm shooting, then I ask him if he'd like to try it.
Right. Exactly.
I don't give a shit. What color, what race, what creed
you really don't
is.
Even notice, right? You don't know. And it's and we're coming from an area, all right, we're both coming from a background where we really didn't notice anyway because all our friends were
mixed.
Hate everybody.
Right, yeah, this is true. We do.
But it's funny because if I was to go home and tell my girlfriend, I'd say, oh, yeah, I met a guy at the range today. I let him shoot my Thompson.
You wouldn't say,
I met a black guy at the range. I don't give a shit.
Right. It just doesn't.
You know, we also have this common bond.
Yes.
You know, we're fighting a common enemy.
Yes.
We're fighting people that are trying to usurp our rights every waking hour of the day. I can't be worried about his freaking skin color, and then my range here is as racially and culturally diverse as you're ever going to see it.
Yeah,
all right?
You don't see too many white people.
Correct. You know, I talked to Tony. I'm like, I'm dating a Chinese girl, right? When we walk around in Queens, the Chinese guys
looking
give
at you.
Me the stink eye.
Absolutely.
Because I'm with one of their women in brackets there.
Right.
Because Tony's married. He has a racially mixed relationship. Your wife is white, right?
Yes, she is.
You use pumpkin spice chloroform to get her.
Oh, my goodness.
Very nice.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I could give a shit. I don't like criminals. I don't like illegals that take advantage of the system. I said on the Kelly file, illegal immigration, there's 11.5 million, have an amnesty program. Come and report in. If you could prove to me that you've had gainful employment for 3 or more years and you haven't committed any crimes,
welcome and pay tax.
Sponsor them to be citizens. Right. If you've committed crimes or you're on the dole, buy them a full set of Tumi luggage and first-class tickets of their country of origin.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we'll save a lot more in the long run. We don't need takers in this country. But if you've been working 5 years for a landscaping company in a kitchen, dishwasher, and we know what all the illegals, the work that they do, the underground that goes on, the work class, make them legal. Let's get them paying taxes. They're already contributing to our economy.
And elevate their status.
Correct. That's much easier than shipping out 11 million people.
I listen to people all the time talking about, oh, well, that's horrible. And I'm like, do you think your crazy liberal laws to keep these people underground is really helping them? They can't have a bank account.
Well, see, we're touching on stuff that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
This is by design.
Yes.
Because progressivism only works by having a class of people they can keep down. If you remember that the Democrat Party was the enforcement arm of the KKK.
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
And all of their heroes, like Margaret Sanger, look her up. She's, you know, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Why did she start Planned Parenthood? Was to get rid of that race of people.
Yes, it was.
And yet we elevate these pieces of garbage the same way that the gun laws started, and we all now have to suffer under the gun laws. They were all started for the same reason. It's the same mindset.
Same mindset.
So why would they want, you know, the conservatives on our side, we are the more tolerant.
And we prove it all the time.
All the time.
You saw my picture. I bought a new gym bag and gloves for boxing.
What does it say?
No, everything's pink.
Everything's pink.
I'm waiting for somebody to bust my chops.
That's good.
About
yeah, it's
it, okay?
Wonderful. Does, yeah, do you have your name on it?
No, but now at the gym, nobody touches my shit when
that's,
I go boxing.
Well, that's good.
Everybody else has black gloves and red gloves. Nobody touches my stuff.
Because you got pink.
I got pink. Okay. I think I'm the only guy to order pink boxing gloves in extra large.
Probably so, yes.
So Tony attracts this whole diverse group of people that come in. And, of course, we have Black Bag Resources. He comes in to help all the time. What's that biatch's name?
Sean Fisher from Black Bag.
Sean Fisher. They're good. They're good people. Him and his wife I've known for years and years from their Belleville Gun for Hire alumni. We go way back.
Wow.
But they volunteer their time. They bring their guns. They bring ammo. They bring training stuff. They bring everything that you could imagine. And they just have a nice sit down in my big classroom here, and then they treat them about safety, and they bring them into the ranges to shoot and turn them on, talk to them about gun rights, help them if they need to fill out a pistol permit, firearms ID card, because a lot of these people don't know, right? They
anything think, you want, we will help with, because we're trying to grow this community.
And what a great night out just for fun.
It's a lot of fun. And then it's a lot of fun, and you meet a lot of people, and we take a lot of pictures. And like Sean often says, you know, after an event like this, everybody has a new Facebook profile picture of them shooting something.
Yes, I see it on Facebook and Instagram. The only people that are not welcome at this diversity shoot right now are the people that are pissed off about this one bill that Christie signed last week. He signed a bill banning bestiality in New Jersey.
Wow.
It is now illegal in New Jersey to have sex with an animal.
Finally,
it was legal
up until Thursday.
Thank goodness I'm married, so I don't have to worry about
that. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
If you're pissed about him signing this bill into law,
bad deal.
We don't want you here at the diversity shoot, okay?
Stay home
on the farm with your boots or whatever it is you people do.
What farm? What, okay? This is Jersey. What
we
farm?
We were like one of six states left that haven't banned it. Okay?
Well, we have now.
We had smart gun legislation before we had banning of bestiality.
Think about that.
That is so true.
Think about that. Oh. Thank you, Kenny.
That is so true. Kenny brought us waters. Thank you, Kenny. Love you. So this is what we deal with in the state of New Jersey. Here's what else what we deal with in the state of New Jersey. Patterson has a ton of people that they have a ton of people that we could be teaching about gun laws, firearm safety, but the Democrats and the progressives hold them back. But this is the headlines we deal with in New Jersey. Last week in Patterson, there was 11 gun crimes in 10 hours. Dan, were your guns locked up that night?
My guns were busy that night, yeah.
Okay.
The problem is some of those guns get out and they commit crimes all night long.
So
just when you think that you go to sleep and the guns wake up, somebody opens up the gun safe from the inside and they go out and have a field day.
11 gun crimes.
Yeah.
Not shitbirds and shitbags committing crimes with guns. No, gun crimes.
In
psychological, like the gunman.
In psychological marketing, this is what we call bracketing. You can create a narrative based on how you present the evidence. And you can see how every time a firearm is related, how they skew the subject with the title.
Unreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Puerto Ricans.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, phillyguntraining.com. Jose Morales, a good friend of mine, Gun for Hire alumni, Gun for Hire instructor, NRA training counselor, lipstick bodyguard instructor. He is right across the street from the police department that issues your carry permits, pistol permits, and everything else in Philadelphia. Visit phillyguntraining.com.
Probably the best recipe for mofongo I've ever gotten.
And guess what? The NRA ran a commercial during the Kelly file and mentioned Carol Baum.
Did they?
Yes, they did. Uh-huh. So I don't know what happened there. I just got an email.
So all the wrong people saw it.
Really. Yes. I just got an email from NRA that Monday in New Jersey, smart gun legislation is going to be heard. You need to go on the ANJRPC website.
Explain this whole thing because, for the people who are listening out of state and in state, we have so many new listeners every single
We have a law in New Jersey right now that says, when smart guns become readily available and someone buys one in the state of New Jersey, it triggers off a 3-year countdown that the only guns that can be sold in New Jersey are smart guns. Now, no one...
Which will trigger off the only guns you can have.
Correct. That'll be the next step.
Yes.
Well, no one will sell this Armatex or these other crappy guns. So, therefore... we're at a stalemate. So Loretta Weinberg Monday is going to introduce new legislation mandating that every firearms dealer in the state of New Jersey has to have one for sale. I won't. Every firearms dealer has to have one for state. F them. And that what she's going to do is get rid of the mandate that says it will trigger that you have to buy one. It's really a backdoor deal.
Of course, because they can just redo it again.
Correct. Once they're out there in the field, they know someone's going to sell one, and then they'll come back in, and, we're going to lose Chris Christie in a year and a half. We're going to probably have a liberal progressive governor, and we already lost 3 seats in the assembly, so we're going to be screwed from it. So this is a backdoor thing to, again, usurp our rights in New Jersey like it always does.
All right. Now, here's a little twist that I'd like to offer to anybody who wants to call and complain about this. Don't call up and say that you're a gun owner and you're opposed to this from the sake of gun ownership. I would call and say you're opposed to this because of crony capitalism, saying absolutely not. Do not. I am sick and tired of having big government join together with big business and force a cartel that forces business owners who are independent to buy from a particular vendor. This is not the purpose of government, and I would scream about that.
Yes.
Because now at least you're taking it from a different perspective. We talked just before about bracketing.
Yes.
This is bracketing the message in a proper
Correct.
Fashion.
They're really forcing me in a capitalism
yes.
economy to stock something.
Yeah, you have to spend your money to stock
it.
From this vendor who you know is absolutely paying off some
yes,
politician
I'm not doing
somewhere.
It. The bill is S-3249, and the hearing will be at the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee on Monday. Guess who else woke up? The National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Oh, your favorite
woke
organization.
Up. The organization that will not allow me a 5-star rating because they want me to change my logo because
and
they
the
feel
name.
It's politically incorrect. F-U-N-S-S. F-U-N-N-S-S. So
and you are a member of.
Yeah. Now, this is the first. I have to be a member because otherwise I can't go to SHOT Show and stuff. So they got me by the short hairs, but I got to do it.
You said a bad
but
word.
I'm no fan of them. Every time I go, Zach Snow hides from me in Vegas at the SHOT Show. He doesn't want to see me.
Is he the one who made the decision?
He's the one that made the decision. Well, he said the powers that be, but
yeah,
it was him.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't have a 5-star because I got to change my logo. Meanwhile, you got mud holes in the Midwest that have 5-star ratings. I've been on their websites and I visited them, let me tell you. But anyway, they woke up too. So ANJRPC's website, go on and all the information is there. Fax, call, email, be respectful. It doesn't matter. It's a slam dunk, but we just want to show them what's going
them.
On. Tony, what's your take on a not-so-smart gun?
It's a horrible idea. I was watching the 60 Minutes piece when they talked about bringing it up. I videotaped it and posted it on Simon Says and then blasted it all across the internet because no one actually had video, so I pirated it. Anyway, it's a horrible idea because I love the people who go, well, what's the big deal? We have all kinds of regulations anyway. I'm like, well, if the politicians told you you could only have a smart car, and that was the only kind of car you could sell, that was the only car you can have, regardless of what your needs were or
I
what
can't
your business
fit in
was.
It.
Exactly. It makes no difference. You can only have it. Because this thing, what is it called? Armatex?
Armatex,
it's an $1,800 22 long rifle pistol. And of course, the technology is exempt from the police and the military, so they don't have to do it. Well, why is that?
Why is it? Because it don't work.
This is not dependable.
Yeah.
So they're going to force it upon people. who they already refuse to allow to protect themselves. We can't have a slingshot. We can't have over a certain amount of pepper spray. We can't use multiple things in New Jersey to protect ourselves. Now you're coming up with an $1,800 gun that might or might not work.
And again, it's an $1,800 gun. So who is it exempting here?
Me.
Yeah. And a lot of
and
people.
A lot of other people.
Yes.
And it's a piece of crap. Number one, if you want to keep your guns safe, you buy a $12 safe that'll even keep
you. You get a lock for free from Project Child Safe every time you buy
every time you buy
How's this? Let's say it's the best working 22 pistol ever. I don't want a 22 for home defense.
Right.
That's not the only gun
you
I
can defeat a 22, and this has been proven a number of times with a Manhattan. Well, they don't make phone books anymore, but you know, a couple of books.
How's this? You wear thick enough clothing, you might not stop a bullet from penetrating. But understand, it's all shot placement anyway.
Right.
And the bigger, faster bullet will displace you and cause damage and whatever. Everyone knows that. A 22 is all about shot placement for home defense. Now, make sure you have your watch on. Make sure it unlocks the gun.
Yeah.
And make
Get
sure
up in the middle of the night.
Have it.
And wait, there's no way it can be hacked, right?
Oh, no, yeah. Ever.
It works
no.
just like your phone. No. And another thing. If you go investigate, you better take it with you, because if you get jumped in the living room, your wife can't take the smart gun.
Because you got the watch.
Because you've got the watch.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And nothing ever malfunctions.
And let's understand, this is what the government wants you to have. So that should tell you, you definitely shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, we're screwed on this, and it's only going to get worse. And I don't know where New Jersey is going to end up going. But
and this is why we have to stop taking a back seat to this. Unfortunately, what the pro-gun side has always done is take a defensive role toward everything. Look at what happens with this legislation. Now we're caught on the defense side, where we have to call up the legislators and beg them, please don't support this. You know they're laughing at that. We lack going on the offense. It really irks me that we don't have 400,000 signatures with Alexander Rubin right now.
Because people don't give a shit.
No, sit back and wait, and they're already halfway there.
How about
I'm not going to get out of my
chair. All of our citizens of the state of New Jersey, when you contact your legislators or start contacting them and tell them, bring Joanne Chesimard back from Cuba, now that we have open relations with them, and let her spend the rest of her life in prison. How about doing that instead of this chaff that we have going on with smart guns? And now gas prices are so cheap. Sweeney and his cohort and Prieto, the speaker, they want to raise the taxes on gas. They're saying they're going to raise it temporarily if gas prices go up to lower. Yeah, my ass. Okay.
Temporary. When did you ever meet a temporary tax?
Never.
Like the 13th Amendment.
Never. Never going to happen.
Never a temporary tax. What bothers me is New Jersey voters don't show up. I work the polls. I'm a poll worker. Anyway.
I want to see that.
Hey, listen,
I don't.
College is expensive.
college is expensive.
But every year I work the polls and I find 80% of the people didn't show up in the district I was working.
Really?
We didn't.
80%?
We had, 80% did not show
did
up.
Did not show up.
Did not show up. I had over 1,600 people. Less than 300 showed up. What are you doing, people? Local politics, all politics are local, and that's what you should be on top of.
Mm-hmm.
You need to control the House. You need to control the Senate, your state.
And you need to vote for people and not parties.
Yes. That party thing really kills me.
That's done and over.
Because I listen to the conversations being had in line. And when you hear your voters who are supposed to be educated going, which party are we voting for again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
You don't even know your party.
Right.
You're going to vote along lines, but you don't know who's running because you don't know what party you support.
And psychologically, people, the problem is that you're dealing here. And this is some very powerful stuff that goes on in political circles, too. They understand how neurophysiology works. And people, once they make a decision, rarely want to make a decision again.
Mm-hmm.
So they just keep voting for the same thing. So that's why once you get in office, and they know this, you're going to stay in office pretty much until you really, really screw up.
Yeah.
When was the last time you changed your dry cleaner? Only when they really screwed up really, really bad.
And that's the problem with the state. You've taken a hands-off approach to our own politicians.
Yes, exactly.
We elect one. He says what we want to hear. And we never check. We never follow through. That's why you need to join local Second Amendment groups.
It all happens
local. Get off your ass.
Local Second Amendment group will tell you what's happening in your state.
Right.
Join one.
And you could spread the news about this broadcast to a friend. That helps.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
We're back.
I'm back. And we're going to talk. Is this the last segment?
It is.
Because I was napping. I'm sorry. A couple of things. Tony, before I cut you off at the end, a couple of things. NJSafeCon.net. Go on, buy the video, get a hat or a coffee mug. Also, recallsweeney.com. I wanted to reiterate. Facebook page is Simon Says Train. Website is coming soon. It's this Thursday, November 19th, 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. What else can you add to that before I go into a little training thing?
One, Woodland Park Range, cool. We got another one set up. If you can't make this one, I already have another one scheduled for February 4th. You can check me out on Gun and Gear Review Podcast. I'm on that every Tuesday. You can check it out on YouTube. And also, you can download it from gunandgearreview.com.
Nice. Tony, why have you in here? Since you're an NRA instructor, you came through Gun for Hire to become a certified NRA instructor, and you've taken training other places, which is great. We encourage that. I want to talk a little bit now. Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up. People have a lot of new traffic in the house. This is a time as responsible firearms owners to go through your house and make sure that your shit is secured.
You're going to have visitors now, yes, that you didn't have before.
Make sure your guns are secured, whether it's safes, rubber button safes. Make sure your ammo is secured. Make sure your politically incorrect stuff might be secured. Maybe have somebody over whose kid's going to be traumatized in this pussification of America we're dealing with now. Gun cleaning solutions. If you're having people over your house that are pregnant, it's probably not good to have your friend's wife come downstairs and help you reload, you know, while she's 8.5 months pregnant.
Hold this lead here.
Yeah, you know, so these little things I wanted to talk about. It doesn't cost much to use good common sense. A lot of us, I have a lot of knives. Some of my knives are pretty friggin' sharp. Maybe you don't want that stuff laying around. You know, I have situations where I got husbands and wives like Tony's age who have like an infant at home. And when you have an infant at home, you can have stuff in high places. But now if your wife invites her family over and there's going to be nieces and nephews and second cousins over that are running around that are 10, 11 or, you know, very inquisitive 13 or 14-year-old teenagers, this is not a time. You'll lose your, you know, your out the front knife or assisted knife you might have laying around or something. You want to make sure all of that's secure. Just go through your house top to bottom. You know, it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. Just go do a little walkthrough. Make sure everything's secured. Make sure everything's locked up. I like to, it's a good time around the holidays to bring up shooting and guns.
Over the Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, because you're going to have some naysayers at the table, mm-hmm. and that's your job, like Tony as an instructor and a Second Amendment advocate. This is his time to win them over. Maybe you can't win them over, but it's a good time to talk and talk about safety. Like he and I can say, well, we're instructors and we teach responsible ownership and use of a firearm. And you know what? What happens is sometimes you can put the missus on the spot because the husband and kids want to go shooting.
Right.
Am I right, Tony?
Yep. And also, you can add into that. When you're in these arguments or discussions with someone.
Discussions.
Even, one, keep it Second Amendment and keep it Second Amendment only. Because you don't want to split up the crowd on your opinion on other things.
On politics and everything
else. Just leave it alone and keep it Second Amendment only. And sometimes when you have the hardcore person, you're not arguing to have them change their mind. You're talking to the rest of the room.
Right.
Correct.
Because you're trying to recruit.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. And keep it factual. Stop with the bumper sticker logic. Learn facts. They're not hard. I have some on my page, and JRPC has them on their page. Learn facts about the firearms and the legislation and put it out there. I have to do it at work all the time because I look at it as I'm recruiting 100% of the time to bring people over to the Second Amendment cause.
And, you know, we talk about this all the time. A lot of guys have taken my philosophy that when he has his diversity shoots and I have the slew of people that come in, we call them the one-hit wonders, the renters or whatever. For Tony and I, the home run would be to have Mary and John become pro-gun. But a triple play for us, a win, is to have them even leave neutral.
Neutral,
okay?
Fine.
Because we're changing their perceptions, mm-hmm. hearts and minds, right. one at a time.
Right.
Okay, it's funny, Tom, because I told you, I've said it all the time. I'll say to a woman when they come in here, "So, what'd you think? Oh, I loved it. It was everything expected. Yeah, well, you guys, it wasn't what I expected because they expected the 40-year mm-hmm. media stereotype of what we are, what we look like, what we do, and how we
or
act.
Whatever picture
we
they
have
had
the
in
Washington
their mind.
Post saying that we're white and undereducated.
Right.
Right, the average NRA or gun owner is white and undereducated.
We had our class, Sean and I teach together at Fort Dix, Range 14 at Fort Dix. And one of our classes, we had a lawyer and an engineer with a master's degree. Lawyer was Hispanic and the engineer was African American. So please don't tell me how these mm-hmm. people are uneducated or undereducated.
Right.
It's a gun owner.
Yes. Alexander just sent me two pictures, gentlemen. Look at the stacks he received today.
There you go.
This one, look at a stack of signatures, recallsweeney.com, and
wow.
he just got that one. Two huge envelopes on top of that.
Excellent.
Recallsweeney.com, keep
Alexander's
it up.
Alexander's putting some good work in.
Yes, yes, and if he fails, he's dead to me. If he does good, it was all my fault that he did good. I get all the credit. If it's bad, he gets all the credit. So you see what Tony's saying, that we need to break the stereotypes, we need to bring people in, discussing it over the table, but I'm going to go full circle now. The last thing we need as gun owners is to hear accidents. You know,
oh my God.
If you have a 13-year-old kid that gets cut with an assisted opener or switchblade in your house and the police come
you're
in.
You're going to jail.
If you don't follow Knappen, if you don't sack, right. silent, right. request an attorney, and don't consent to a search, you're probably going to go to jail that day. Because if the cop says, is it okay if I look around, then you're done from there. No, it's not okay if you look around. There's little Timmy. He cut his palm of his hand with my Benchmade knife over there. Because like knife stuff and stuff, you bring a kid to the hospital. Like when I got cut, you have to report. They mm-hmm. call the police in for that. So these are the things I want everybody to aware of. Go to your house top to bottom. And the other common areas, the garage, the basement, what do you have laying around, gentlemen?
Well,
do you have
that's
primers
the thing
laying around?
We forget.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have
forget.
Black powder?
Right.
Are you leaving black powder out on your reloading bench? Drain the black powder out from your filler on your Dillon. Because you know what? I'm a 14-year-old kid. I could put a cup underneath it and pull the handle and get some black powder. And then me and Tony, we did this shit when we were kids, right? He's looking.
Yeah, we're,
right?
we're not talking
right.
Theory here.
You know, we'll go outside and we'll light that powder up. And maybe one of us
right.
will singe our hair or something, go running in the house screaming. And before you know it, oh my God, he has guns, he has this, he has that. Everything, check, make sure there's no bullets, make sure there's no bullet heads for reloading. Just do a clean sweep top to bottom of your house, gentlemen. Tony, go ahead.
As a gun owner, you don't want to be the head of the running lead story on national news on a slow gun slow news day.
Yes, and it is going to be a slow news day.
Correct. Yeah. You really don't want to be that guy or girl. So go through your whole place, make sure everything, you know, like I live alone. I could keep a gun loaded in a nightstand, but
right.
I don't.
Right.
You know, so I'm cautious. Everybody's cautious. When Jay used to work for me, Jay had a heart attack. He went into the hospital. He's recovering. They were going to put stents in. He calls me up. He goes, Anthony, my two kids are coming up from Florida. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I have like stuff everywhere in my house. I had to go into his house. I left the hospital with his keys. I had to go into the house, call him for my cell phone, had to start from the second floor and work my way down and secure guns and knives and ammo. He was telling me where to find stuff, and I was finding other stuff. And I put everything downstairs, and then he gave me the combination lock. He had a room with a combo lock on it, like a 1, 2, 3 press button.
Right.
And I put everything in that room. I made sure everything was empty and secured, and I locked it up. Shit like that can happen,
right?
Too. You just never know. So you should always be prepared. So everybody, I implore on you, if you have friends and family that don't listen to our show, they should listen to the show and make sure they're not going to be part of that statistic, okay? And if you're not doing anything this Thursday the 19th, I mean, I'll be in Orlando. I would love to have gone. If I didn't have this business trip booked, I also would have gone to the Senate hearings on Monday and said my piece. But there'll be other hearings in the Assembly and during the general vote for me to go down and talk. But Simon says train on Facebook, and it's the 19th. It's at 6 p.m. If you know anybody, listen, if you're a shooter already, bring somebody down with you. Bring a 22 pistol and a box of ammo. Meet the guys and girls that are going to be here. Say hi to my staff and get involved with the diversity shoot. He also, just like a lot of our listeners donate to Saw and everything, it's not beneath Tony to take freebies. If anybody has products or services right, that they want to donate, he does raffles. You know, if you want to raffle off a $25 gift certificate for your business or your pizzeria, whatever you listen to, it's not a bad thing. I might even talk about it on the following week in the radio show. Tony might even also give you a shout out, a thank you next time he's on the show. So, you know, every little bit helps. Tony, you doing this for profit?
No.
Okay. He's doing it because he's compassionate and passionate about the shooting sports, okay? And your wife's not a big gun person.
My wife's not a big gun person whatsoever.
So, and you're just doing it because you like it.
It has to be done. Just enough. We have to do something. We can't all sit on our duffs and wait for someone else to come save us, because it's not happening.
Could you imagine if we had 1,000 more like him?
I got angry.
Well, how do we do that? How do we get more people of color involved in shooting?
And any color.
Well, any color, yeah.
What we do is bring people who don't do it, because there's enough people of color that do it. There's enough people that shoot. Bring a non-shooter that has an open mind and wants to check it out. You have to do it one at a time. We don't own the media. We can't run these ads. And really, they have to see a normal guy who they talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jim, want to go to the range with me? I've never been to the range. Well, check it out. I just got a new pistol. Let's go shoot. And you do it one at a time. That's
one
all.
One at a time.
One at a time.
I like that.
What you're saying, Sandy, about introducing one?
Yeah, each one reach one.
Each one reach one.
Yeah.
That's all.
I usually block out everything Sandy says, but yeah, I kind of almost remember that one.
In fact,
one.
I block it out too. So
each
does my wife.
Each one reach one. You listen, it's just like the diversity shoot. You have someone who's on the fence about shooting. This is a great night to bring them.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Sure.
We have instructors out the yin yang.
Nice.
Come out.
And it's fun too. It's not a kind of, I'm not a real big mixer. And this is the kind of a thing where you can be pretty, you know, kind of wallflowerish and still show up. Not be intimidated by everybody. And,
show up.
And
we have female instructors. We have male instructors. We have young instructors. We have old instructors.
Yeah.
Black, Hispanic. Come out. One of you is here.
Simon Says Train. Thursday, 11/19, 6 p.m. at Gun for Hire. Also, njsafecon.net and recallsweeney.com. Now, on our roster, February 12th, Evan Knappen, his next gun law seminar. The knife book will be available for sale at the range next week. Perfect stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I can't say Christmas. I can't say Kwanzaa. I can't say Hanukkah. I can't say this. To all you people who are offended, 1-800-GROW-A-SET. Okay, now, we have coming up Urban Pistol 2, November 22nd. Protective Pen, Kali, November 18th. Holster Draw, same night, November 16th, as Tony Simon. Low Light, No Light, November 23rd. Quick Clot, CPR, AED, November 28th. Prepping 101, James Hedham, December 12th. And then we have NRA instructor courses starting November 20th to December 5th from RSO, CRSO, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and basic instructor training. On behalf of everybody and Tony Simon of Simon Says Train and my boy Sean at Black Bag Resources, thank you all for everything that you do. and turkey neck Loretta. Gobble, gobble, Thanksgiving's coming. Hope that not-so-smart gun blows up while they're testing it. Have a nice day.
On that note, well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Kind of Think Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC in New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and Winston the Dog, we love you guys. See you next week.